Right, back here on OMF, we are live down here at Gillette Stadium, as we are each and every Monday. The players are off today. They are not here physically, but Matthew Slater, brought to us by New England Fat Loss, is on the phone. So you got a nice little lazy day off today, huh? What are you doing?
I don't know if I'd call it a lazy day off, but we'll take it.
What are you doing? Tell us what you're doing. We want to know everything about your day today.
Well, spent some time with my family. I was at the stadium for a little bit, getting some treatment done. So, productive day.
Wow, it seems exciting. Almost makes me wish I was playing again.
It used to be your life.
Almost, yeah. I'll start reminiscing. All right, so the big news, I guess, you know, good win and all, but really, it's not bury the lead. Like, has Bill ever cursed you out?
No comment on that. No comment.
Oh, I mean, how could somebody curse you out? Like, you're like the dream child. Like, you do everything right. You know, you're the aw yeah guy. They can't yell at you.
There's been plenty of times I have done the wrong thing on the football field, and I've heard about it. That comes with the territory, though, and you take it in stride.
Have you ever cussed out another head coach at another team? I feel like that's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't know. I can just speak for myself. That's something I would never do. I don't have any interaction with head coaches. I'm just focused on doing my job while I'm out there.
I was just shocked, like the rest of America, that Bill actually swears and drops F-bombs. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, what about the children?
Oh, man.
So when you look at this game, Matthew, it's like, you know, there's always these, I don't know, like, I don't want to, these games where you sit there and go, okay, it looks like we all got it. You know, like, you had some injuries, you had defensive issues, communication issues, like, you know, whatever it is, right? And then you sit there and the game's over, like, wow, I can look back at that game and say, and when it's all said and done, this is when we turn the corner and realize, like, how good we can be. Is that how you're feeling after this game?
Well, I certainly think it's encouraging. The thing that we've been trying to get more of is consistency all year long. And I think yesterday we got a good outing from all three phases of the game. I think it's encouraging. It's a good barometer against a good football team. But I certainly think our mindset needs to be that we need to continue to improve. We can't get complacent. But it was an encouraging outing. It's good to have everybody healthy and out there for the most part. And hopefully we can build upon that.
All right, did you watch the end of the Pittsburgh Chargers game last night?
I did catch the ending of that.
Okay. Did the go offside on purpose, not once, not twice, but three times, figuring, hey, maybe we get away with it because this is a chip shot. This game is over.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen that. I've never been in that situation. I'm sure there was a method to their madness, but
does make sense. You can't do it three times in a row, can you? I mean, if you're going to clean it up and you sit there and go, oh, man, I can't believe I did that. I'm giving him another shot.
Yeah.
Right, you clean it up, right?
Hey, I who knows what they're thinking. I'm not in their meetings. I don't know what they were talking about, what their thought process was. But
same guy,
too. It was an interesting way to end the game.
You know, Matthew, you guys got another game. Listen, I think that was real impressive what you guys did yesterday. And then now you got this trip down in Miami. You've been here a while. What is it about that trip? It doesn't really seem to matter whether the Dolphins are a 4-10 team at the time or a 7-5 team at the time. It just seems like just going to Miami this time of year seems very difficult. What is it?
Well, we've had our struggles down there. We just flat out haven't been good. And I don't know what it is. Every year presents itself in a different way. Every situation has been different, but they play us so tough, and we really struggle down there. So I think right after the game last night, we talked about getting our minds ready to go down there for a tough game against the Miami team that's really in the hunt in the playoff race. So we know we're going to get their best shot. But, you know, it's hard to put your finger on what it is, but hopefully we can go down there and exercise some demons and try to get a win this weekend.
All right, go organize your sock drawer or something, okay? Have a good day.
Yeah, we'll do.
See you later. Matthew Slater right here on OMF.